but soundly sailing. Last night, down in the street, the kids were there till after three, singing and shouting till they'd had too much to drink and disappeared. Not near enough to keep me up, the noise lapped at my bedclothes all the time, tugging so that I felt I wasn't quite in bed, but with one leg still stranded on the floor. At 4 o'clock, upon the roof, just 6 or 7 paces through the air from where I lay, my nearest neighbours, the seagulls, which have vikinged up the river to feed upon the town, woke up and started to cavort. It must be mating season. And through the night I bobbed upon the surface of my sleep, not wholly in or out. And all the time, eyes open or eyes closed, I dreamt I was upon that boat I took in Finland long ago. The floors and furnishings, all lavishly adorned with sprawled, disjointed passengers, besotted, sozzled, soaked with aquavit. The crew was nowhere to be seen. Perhaps we were just drifting. The only lively sight, the action painting gulls as they went, stirring up the liquid sky and flying like a band of whooping, circling Indians in an ancient Western film and steering us exultantly past silent, dawn-swept houses deep into Stockholm's golden, watery morning heart.